Confronts the wolf. Now, here's the thing. As a pastor, you know what I do? I confront the wolves. And it's like, can't we all just get along? But guess what? Rodney King wasn't a pastor. That's why Rodney King said that, because he doesn't have a pastor's heart, because he's not a pastor. You see, obviously, somebody who's just out there not pastoring, who's owned the sheep or not, it's going to be easy for him to just want to give every wolf a free pass. Give the wolf a pass. Give the wolf. Well, this wolf, we like this wolf. So what if he tears up a few sheep? Let's keep him around. No, see, me, I'm not going to keep the wolves around. I'm going to confront them. I'm going to fight them. You fight wolves too much. Well, there's just too many wolves. I mean, can you imagine a shepherd getting in trouble for killing too many wolves? Oh, I'm just so sick of Pastor Anderson constantly slaughtering wolves. This gets so old. Hey, it's not my fault that our flock just has this big sign on it that says, hey, everybody, come and attack. Wolves, come on down, wolves. By being on YouTube and being on Facebook and having a reach that reaches millions of people, guess what? If you reach out to millions of people, there's millions of wolves that find out about it. And they, you know, they're ready to come in and they're not going to spare the flock. And you know what? It's my job to confront them. Now, it's easy for people who don't have any skin in the game to have a bleeding heart for the wolves. And, well, but the poor little doggy. You know what? We got too many dog lovers. And look, if you're a literal dog lover, I'm not talking about you. This is an illustration. This is a parable. But you know what? We're not running a rescue shelter for wolves here. Amen. This is not a pet clinic. This is not a veterinary hospital. Hey, when we see the wolf coming, we shoot it and then we shoot it again. Okay? We're not humane about it. Because you know what? The wolf is our enemy here. This is not Lassie we're talking about. This is a wolf. You want to put a leash on the wolf and walk it around the block, I want to blow its brains out. Because it's a hazard to the sheep. And you know what it comes down to? It's not that I just hate wolves so much. It's just that I love sheep so much. And look, you can't love the sheep without hating the wolves. And you've got to, as a pastor, be willing to confront the wolves. Now, a lot of people are willing to just say, hey, let's just leave the wolves alone. Quit being so confrontational. You fight too much. You're too mean. Nice doggy. But you know what? As a pastor, we have a different perspective where we want to protect the flock. So a good shepherd is going to warn the flock about false teachers. The hireling doesn't care. He doesn't care. Well, look, here's the thing. When somebody starts denying the Trinity, you know what? That's a wolf, and I'm going to call that out as a wolf. Right? Or should I just look the other way and just let that wolf just not spare the flock? No, I need to warn it. Hey, sheep, everybody, hey, don't go to that part of the pasture. There's a wolf over there. All right? When somebody's teaching damnable heresy about saved Christians going to the lake of fire, every Christian must see this. Christians can go to the lake of fire for 1,000 years, even if they're saved, if they don't live right. That's Kent Hovind. Hey, I don't care whether the wolf's name is Rover or Fido or whatever. Hey, I don't care who it is. Anybody teaching that saved, born-again Christians are going to go to hell is a false prophet. Period. I don't care who they are. I don't care what color they are. I don't care what they've said or done in the past. Anybody who teaches that you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you've got Jesus in your heart and the Holy Ghost, but you still go to hell. But it's only for 1,000 years. What? Folks, the oldest person in this room hasn't even lived 100 years. You know, I feel like I've lived a long time. I'm 39. I feel like I've been alive for a long time. I can't imagine doing this 25 more times in a row on fire. Think about that. Just think about your age. Think about how old you are. You know, I'm almost 40, right? All right, let's do that 25 more times on fire in outer darkness. But hey, after that, heaven. It's going to be great. Folks, that is stupid. Anybody who's teaching that is insane, delusional, deluded, and have no business teaching the Bible. Right.